Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
21 years ago, this prayer breakfast was blocked, but we intervened, and now 21 years later, an amazing event occurred. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is curious to me. Why would a city block a prayer event?
This was held at Vero Beach in South Florida in a public park 21 years ago called the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, and city officials objected when John Bona, a friend of mine who wanted to organize this first annual prayer breakfast in Vero Beach, they said that this would violate separation of church and state.
Because it was on city property?
Yeah, you couldn't have a prayer breakfast on government property.
Wow.
So we intervened, Liberty Counsel. We were contacted by John Bona. We sent a demand letter to the Vero Beach authorities, and they ended up backing down rather than being the target of a federal lawsuit, which we were about to file.
You know, it's so ridiculous that they use a separation of church and state when they don't really understand what that is.
This is a public park, and I just spoke there recently, and there were at least 1,700 people there in this public park. And the prayer breakfast has grown from what it was 21 years ago of fledgling, you know, gathering of people to now a large gathering of 1,700 people. It started at 7:30 in the morning, so you had to be there very early in the morning. It's out in a big public park. It's all grass, and they have this huge tent, massive tent that you have seating in. And amazing facility out in the middle of a public park.
Well, you know, the picture of all the people attending was so inspiring, so encouraging, and it's just a continual message that people are really hungry for God.
Yeah, I was there to speak. I spoke about the Gospel of John and the Word made flesh, the Word that created all things, our Lord Jesus Christ. We distributed to every person there a Gospel of John Bible that we recently printed with our ministry called New Revolution. It's a pocket-sized Gospel of John with the plan of salvation at the beginning. Every person got one of those, and we're printing Bibles now with our New Revolution printing. But also, a keynote headliner was Pat Boone, 90 years of age.
He's amazing.
He is amazing.
And he sang, I bet, right?
He sang, he spoke, he is sharp as a tack, amazing man. He had come through a hip surgery or hip fracture. He also had some surgery on his leg previously. He flew all the way from California to be here for this prayer breakfast. And it's just
so
amazing to see someone like him. He's an icon, 2,700 songs,
wow,
28 movies, 3 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mm. And he's as humble as can be because he's just in love with the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, and it's so encouraging to see someone like that, as well as the other speakers, yourself and Michelle Bachman and Guy Penrod, who used to sing with the Gaither Trio.
And he's a Liberty University school graduate.
Really?
Yeah, and he's amazing. He had a powerful voice and a message of ministry through music. In fact, he came to me afterward, and I had started with a 45-second video regarding how sound waves create patterns. And I had a video that showed that on a table that has salt on it, and the sound waves create these beautiful patterns. Every frequency has a pattern. And as a musician, he was like connecting with that because he says he's into notes. And he obviously speaks the word with music, and certain notes and melodies and music have different impact on people. So he was really ministered to. Powerful speaker, powerful musician, ministry of music. Erwin Lutzer spoke, Michelle Bachman, Pat Boone, I spoke. Amazing event. But this is just an example, Holly, of something I think we see happening around the world. This is an amazing event at Vero Beach. Had this massive crowd early in the morning. But we're seeing these prayer breakfasts, like the one in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. was sold out.
Was sold out. And, you know, you think D.C., oh, it's so, you know, evil, blah, blah. But, you know, there's always a message you have to remember. When people stand for God, God will stand for the people. When you're willing to stand up to make sure that his word is proclaimed in a city, in a state, or in the nation's capital, he will be faithful to make sure that happens.
You know, Pat Boone was recently quoted in the media after the prayer breakfast. He was asked, and it was reported in Fox News, about Hollywood. And he said, you know, Hollywood is spending a lot of money on movies that are immoral. And he said, if they really wanted to change direction, they need to have faith-friendly, faith-based movies. And what we're seeing here, I think, in America is a hunger and a mm-hmm. thirst for God.
And, you know, we've spoken with Ted Baer, and he has the Movie Guide, and he has that ministry where they award faith-based movies in Hollywood, and he's helping to share the gospel with those Hollywood figures, so to speak, and seeing that that is increased.
He's seeing, number one, that there's a surge of people within the entertainment industry that are becoming true believers mm-hmm. in Jesus Christ. He also sees, because the data shows it out, that the most profitable movies mm-hmm. are faith-based movies.
Absolutely.
That they're the ones that actually resonate with people. And yet Hollywood spends hundreds of millions of dollars in some of these trash movies, and they don't
right.
you know, produce what they have been hoping for them to be produced, because
right.
nobody wants to watch them.
But you see, the media, though, has been traditionally the mouthpiece of the evil agenda. We see it in all different ways, and Hollywood is an example. But again, if you stand for God and you said, no, we don't want this in our theaters, we don't want this in our homes, and people like Pat Boone, Ted Baer are making a difference in that way.
Well, in fact, we've recently seen some of the revivals that are breaking out on college campuses, mm-hmm. on main college campuses. These are secular college campuses. These are not necessarily Christian college campuses, although that's happening there too. But secular college campuses where young people are gathering in mass, being baptized on the college campus in whatever, you know, tub or whatever they could find, a fountain. And that's happening all over the United States. That is a good sign that
right.
we are witnessing, you know, a time in America where the pendulum has swung in one way, and there's been so much anti-God, anti-faith, just rebellion against God that we've seen. And I think what we're seeing is a hunger and a thirst mm-hmm. of people saying, you know, that's empty. It's not fulfilling. And they're wanting to connect with God. They're wanting their life to be filled. They want really what you and I have, this
Absolutely.
Blessing of this relationship with Jesus Christ.
And, you know, it's up to us to be bold and courageous and live the lifestyle that Christ has asked us to be lights wherever we go, and not be afraid to stand up for him, whether it's having a prayer breakfast or whether sharing with a coworker the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, Liberty Council has been, from the very beginning in 1989, really working to make sure that the doors of the gospel remain open. This is just one example, 21 years ago, and I was invited to speak at this many times. I just wasn't able to be there, but I was able to be there on the 21st anniversary and to see the fruits of what happened over the past 21 years when this thing was told. They were said, oh, you can't meet because of separation of church and state, we intervene. Whether it's, you know, these prayer events, I encourage you to be part of them, to participate, to support them. I also encourage you to let us know if there's resistance, whether it's a Bible club, like we've been seeing, for example, with Good News Clubs. Last year, we won a permanent injunction against schools in Rhode Island because they didn't want to allow the child evangelism Bible clubs after school.
As well as Hawaii. Same
thing. In Hawaii, we just won a permanent injunction against Hawaii.
And we're not tired of winning.
And we're not tired of winning. That's right. And in fact, we just got news, we won that last mm-hmm. year, but we just got news this year that a new Child Evangelism Fellowship Club just opened up in Hawaii.
Right.
And the great thing about that is that means you're taking a high-powered Sunday school, if you will, to a public school immediately after school to share the good news with these kids
right.
that are not going to come to your church or school.
Right, and it's fun for them. I mean, but they also learn how to be good citizens. They develop character, you know, and it's a win-win for the school as well because they have better behaved students.
Yeah.
And the students are hearing the gospel, which will change their lives for eternity.
And we have two other cases going on with Child Evangelism Fellowship in litigation right now in California with two different school districts. And then we have seven others that we're getting ready to file on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship. We've never lost a case. But whatever it is, whether it's a church wanting to open up a facility or a school wanting to operate a Christian school, the importance is that we have an opportunity, frankly, an obligation to be able to share the good news. And if there's resistance, if there's a door that's closed, give us a contact. Go to lc.org, lc.org. Help us get involved to keep the doors of the gospel open and free.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.